Hello. Welcome to CMPL's January podcast. I'm Kate, and I'm here with Kathy to talk about books, DVDs, and to-go items, focusing on exercise and cooking. We work in the adult nonfiction department on the second floor at the main library. Before we begin, just in case you're not familiar with the term to-go, it refers to our library of things available for checkout. As of today, we have 238 items in three categories: tools, hobbies, and technology, and we're adding more items all the time. We also have a STEM to-go collection, which is located in the Youth Services Department.
And I was just going to insert that anytime you would like to get a full list of all the things available, just go to our homepage, cmpl.org, go to the top of the homepage at Services and Specialties, and then link to Library Things to Go, and then it will have a list of everything.
Great. I'm going to let you go, Kathy, because I think you want to talk about one of the newest items in our Things to Go collection.
Hey, sure. I'll begin with one of our latest additions to the to-go collection, which is a canning kit and includes all the accessories necessary to preserve a batch of fruit or vegetables. Jars aren't included, but can be easily purchased in small numbers at most grocery stores. The set also includes two recipe books. One of the books in our regular nonfiction collection, however, is Preserving by the Pint, Quick Seasonal Canning for Small Spaces. So I like this book because many of the recipes and traditional books on preserving focus on large batches requiring one or more bushels of produce. This one has recipes for small batches working with smaller amounts of produce to make a quart, a pound, or a pint of delicious preserves. I found recipes for star anise, Italian plum jam, caramelized onion with sage, and habanero jam, all of which sound unusual and delicious and are actually making my mouth water. The other thing about this is, I think the to-go collection is great because, say you had this urge to can, and instead of having to go out and buy the whole kit and caboodle, you can just try it out and you can either decide, oh yeah, I really like this, or wow, this is not for me.
Yeah, that's right. One of the first items that was in the collection is something I don't happen to own myself, so I did borrow it from the library, and it's one of my favorites. It's a good quality 10-cup bundt cake pan. The design shows up beautifully on simple cakes. When I checked it out, I made a lemon bundt cake with a lemon glaze, and the cake came out of the pan without a crumb missing. It was actually a really easy cake to make, but it looked like it came from a fancy bakery.
Ooh. I don't think we got a piece of that cake, Kate.
No, my sister ate it all.
Okay, so that's okay. Another recent addition to the to-go collection is a bread maker with the Bread Lover's Machine cookbook included. I checked it out and made a batch of bread. The machine worked beautifully and the bread was delicious. If you gather your ingredients together ahead of time, you can get your loaf in the bread maker in under 10 minutes. A few hours later, you'll have a loaf of delicious homemade bread with no artificial ingredients or preservatives. And if you freeze the bread, which is recommended if you're not going to use it all in one day, your loaf, it will stay fresh. Just bring it out when you need a slice. It defrosts in a short amount of time. And I really never realized how big a difference results would be compared to bread purchased from the grocery store. There's no comparison. Mm. It was heaven.
Even though you're making it in a machine, does it still have that nice breaking bread smell
in your mouth? Yes, it does. It does. And you can just hear that machine working. You don't even have to lift a finger except to put everything in the machine and in the order they say, and it kneads, it does everything, it proofs it, it's beautiful.
Mm, I love that smell of baking bread. It's such a good smell when it's cold outside, especially. Another smell that I like a lot on a cold winter day is the smell of a cake baking. One of my favorite items in the to-go collection is our Baby Cakes Cake Pop Maker. In addition to the cake pop pan, the set comes with a mini donut pan and one that makes mini cupcakes. The kit includes two books on decorating cake pops, so you can create beautiful little cakes on sticks. The cake pop maker is great, though, even if you don't want to make anything fancy. Sometimes it's just nice to have a bowl of bite-sized cakes in your fridge.
That sounds so delicious. I was just thinking while you were describing that my perfect grandson, Augie, loves to bake with his dad. So when he comes to visit, I'm going to take that out and make those little cake pops with him.
Oh, he'll love it. They're so cute, tasty.
So I'm going to move on to a couple of books in the print collection, and this is a great baking book, Sister Pie by Lisa Ludwinski. It's a collection of favorite recipes for sweet and savory pies, cookies, and breads from the owner of Detroit's own Sister Pie Bakery. Lisa is the owner and head baker and started the business out of her parents' kitchen. I have visited her bakery. It's located in the West Village at Kercheval and Van Dyke. It has a great atmosphere. While you're standing in line, you can observe the bakers at a great big table behind the counter. And the line on a Sunday, actually, usually in the summertime or spring, good weather, goes out the door and down the street. Lots of the typical favorites are sold out by noon. My favorite recipe, and I've actually tasted this pie, is the chocolate coconut pie. It's decadent. It's so delicious. It's the best pie I've ever tasted. And one of my other favorite recipes, and also I've tried them out from the bakery, is the chocolate chip buckwheat cookies. And they have a vegan version as well. So buckwheat is naturally gluten-free, although I am not gluten-free, nor am I vegan, and those cookies are awesome.
They are good. I've eaten quite a few of those myself. And the buckwheat flour taste goes really well with chocolate.
Because
the buckwheat has that nutty flavor.
And if you do make a batch, the author recommends that you freeze them, that they freeze very well, which is really good to know, because anything fresh gets, you know, staler more quickly than store-bought cookies full of preservatives.
Yeah, and then you can make them ahead around the holidays if people might be coming over. So that's good. And a good thing about pie is it doesn't need any decoration. But of course, some people love to decorate cakes. In fact, we have a fun book for people who would rather decorate than bake. It's called Extreme Cakeovers. This book guides you through the steps to make funny, beautiful, and festive cakes using store-bought ingredients. You can make an adorable robot that would be nice for a kid's birthday, or a lovely watering can with flowers. The flowers are made from fruit roll-ups, and that would be perfect for a Mother's Day brunch or any spring occasion. You can even make a cake that looks like a burger and fries. For more fun decorating, check out the cake decorating kit from our Things to Go collection. It comes with a stand to make icing easier and has many tips, both standard and Russian. And if you want to try something different, we now have the Cake Boss airbrushing kit. You can achieve some beautiful effects with this cake. Instructions are included. While we're on the subject, we are going to have a spring program where our very own Colleen will demonstrate using these items that we have in our Things to Go collection, different decorating techniques. Colleen has won 2 blue ribbons at the state fair for her cakes. She's entered twice and both times took top prize. So we're looking forward. We don't have a date yet, but we are looking forward to that program in the spring.
And I've tasted her baked goods, and sometimes she'll actually have staff taste test some of her recipes, which is so fun. But I had her bake a cake for a friend of mine for her birthday. It was delicious. It was just delicious. Anything homemade, especially when there's no preservatives and all of that stuff, it just is amazing. She is really good.
Yes, they're both very tasty, but also beautiful. She knows how to decorate really well.
I just wanted to mention one of my favorite DVDs. And that is the Great British Baking Show. It's a series that runs on TV. But we have seasons 1 through 5 here at the library between the main and south branches. And you could get seasons 2 through 5 on Hoopla, our digital streaming service. So what I love about this is it is like a competition. It takes place in England in a beautiful estate, and a beautiful white tent is set up, and all the people competing have their own station, and they're given a different challenge, like sometimes 3 challenges a day, and they have to bake the most outrageous, complicated, amazing things. And then they are judged by a panel of the 3 judges who are all pretty famous bakers or cooks themselves. So yeah, it's really nice. And then at the end of the season, you will see who actually made Star Baker, and you know, is the winner overall. And it takes a whole season to get there, so it's well worth watching. It's very fun.
Oh, that does sound like a fun show. Well, you can probably tell that we enjoy sweets around here, but we have a very large cookbook collection, and there are a lot of cookbooks in there that are devoted to savory foods as well.
One of my favorite cookbooks is Asian Noodles, 86 classic recipes from Vietnam, Thailand, China, Korea, and Japan. And if you're an avid noodle lover, author Maki Watanabe provides some of her secret recipes and tips for creating delicious noodle dishes at home. These recipes cover Asian cuisines, best known for their noodle dishes. They include all the classics that are already well-loved from the West, such as Vietnamese po pad, Thai Chinese wonton noodles, and it also includes gluten-free options in the form of Japanese soba and udon noodles. Mm. And however, this book also highlights many lesser-known classics that are popular in Asia but not yet widely found in Western restaurants. So,
do you have to make the noodles yourself in the cookbook?
No. The good thing is that now all of those noodles are available in most grocery stores in the ethnic food section. So I have seen them at the store that I shop. So it's getting more and more popular to have those different specialty items in grocery stores.
So some of these recipes could be good for weekday meals then.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Right. Okay, the final cookbook I'd like to highlight is Zaytoun, Recipes from Palestinian Kitchen. The cultural identity of the Palestinian people persists, and Yasmin Khan, a human rights activist and award-winning cookbook author, celebrates its flavors with many moving stories and fabulous photos from her culinary journeys. She has gathered over 80 recipes with emphasis on simple, seasonal, plant-based food, which would be good for vegetarians and possibly even vegans. And the recipes include such things as olive, fig, and honey tapenade, served on flatbread, chocolate and tahini cookies, and roasted red peppers with olives and capers. And another one is roast cauliflower with tahini and pomegranates.
Wow, that sounds good.
Yeah, I'm getting hungry. throughout, she includes photos of the Palestinian people and landscapes, and it gives the reader a deeper and welcoming glimpse of life there.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I'm sorry. One more thing. I wanted to mention a DVD related to food, and it's called Wasted, The Story of Food Waste. It's a documentary that inspires us to change the way we buy, cook, recycle, and eat food. You'll see how the world's most influential chefs made the most of every kind of food, transforming what most people consider scraps into incredible dishes that create a more secure food system. It exposes the criminality of food waste and how it's directly contributing to climate change, and shows us how each of us can make small changes, all of them delicious, to solve one of the greatest problems of the 21st century. And I know I'm guilty of not doing this as often as I should, but both of my daughters compost every scrap of food. They never put anything down. a garbage disposal. In fact, I don't even think one of them has a garbage disposal, which is crazy. So I'm really proud of them for doing that.
Yeah, that's great. I make junk soup out of everything that's left over.
Oh my gosh.
If you know how to make soup, you can always put any vegetables that are getting past maybe salads, and you want to use them for something else. They're usually
good. That's a great idea. Did you call it junk soup?
Yes, that's why they were having junk soup today.
That's so cool.
And now we're going to take a moment to introduce you to a digital service available through the Clinton Macomb Public Library. Freegal is the library's downloadable music and streaming program. You get to download 5 songs each week to keep forever. No need to return. You also get 3 hours of free streaming every day. Get started at cmpl.org.
Well, all this talk of food did make me think of something else, and that's exercise. We have a huge collection of exercise DVDs for every fitness level. They can help you burn calories and increase strength and flexibility. Here's some examples. For gentle exercise, you may want to try this one. It's called Balance and Strength, Traditional Exercises, Modified Tai Chi, and Yoga for Seniors and Older Adults. If you want to exercise with your partner, maybe you'd like the couples workout for health and happiness. And if dancing is more your thing, we have the series Dance Off the Inches, where you can choose from hip-hop, salsa, country, ballroom, or belly dancing. Or you could try them all, see which one you like. We also have a lot of Zumba DVDs to help you learn all of those moves. And in our Things to Go, we have 2 2.5-pound Zumba toning sticks that you could use with one of these DVDs. Of course, we also have books on exercising, since some people do learn best by studying detailed illustrations and photographs. In strength training and yoga, this can be helpful. For those of us who are a little older, strength training after 50 might be a good choice. If it's inspiration for your summer wedding you're after, check out the Wedding Day Workout. And finally, if you enjoy yoga and you want to practice at home, Yoga at Home shows the routines of top instructors and contains photographs of their private yoga spaces. Some are elaborate, but many are very simple, and you may find yourself inspired to carve out a little space for your own studio in your own home. Oh, I forgot to mention that we actually have a yoga kit that you can check out, which includes a mat, block, resistance band. It comes with a DVD and a book. So if you haven't tried yoga before and you want to try it in your own home without purchasing anything, come and look at that kit. We actually, when I say we have a lot of exercise and fitness DVDs, we really do. We have over 830 at the Maine alone. And when you combine the collections of the Maine Library and the North and South branches, there are over 1,300 DVDs on exercise and fitness. So there's probably something you'd enjoy doing there if you'd like to try a new workout.
And if you don't see what you like, then give us a call or go on the website and suggest something, because you can do that, and we'll be happy to probably consider whatever you suggest for purchase.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, I guess this is the end, and thank you for listening as well, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.